Let us all stand.
请我们起立。
We thank our Lord Jesus for His saving grace.
为着主耶稣的救恩，我们感谢他。
The Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And for the wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
We deserve to die because of our sin.
我们是当死的，因为我们的罪。
We were separated from God because of our sin.
我们与神隔绝，因着我们的罪。
Yes, for the wages of sin is death, but there is a gift from God.
罪的工价是死，但是神赐给我们个礼物。
The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
神的恩赐就是在基督里的永生。
Our Lord Jesus, He is the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
主耶稣就是道成了肉身，住在我们的当中。
He came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理。
He came from heaven to us to show us the way.
他从天而降，向我们指示道路。
He went to the cross to pay the debt for our sin.
他被钉十字架，为我们的罪受死。
God had risen him from the dead to give us eternal life.
神将他复活，升上高天，使我们有永生。
This morning we come to give thanks to our Lord.
早晨我们来赞美他。
We come to praise his name.
我们来感谢他。
We come to lift his name on high.
我们来高举他的名。
I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross.From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to see your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came.God, Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven, you came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name.How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to feel, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your grace and thank you for saving us.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，感谢你救赎我们。
Thank you for all the great things that you have done for us.
感谢你所做的一切大事。
Jesus, this morning we come to seek you. We come to receive your words.
主，早晨我们来寻求你，我们要来听你的话。
Lord, cleanse us and renew our hearts.
使我们有清洁的心。
Lord, turn our hearts toward you.
主啊，将我们的心转向你。
Lord, give us a teachable heart.
让我们的心是受教的。
Presence of our Lord, there's nothing we can hide from Him.
在神的同在里，我们不能隐藏。
He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts.
他知道我们的心，他知道我们的意念。
We need the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们需要圣灵在我们的心里做工。
We need the Lord to speak to us.
我们需要主来向我们说话。
Lord, create in me a new heart.
主啊，求你为我造清洁的心。
May this song be our prayer this morning.
主，愿这首诗是我们的祷告。
Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renewA right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me.Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And renew a right spirit within me.
As we come before you this morning, may you have mercy on us.
主，早晨我们到你的面前，求你恩待我们。
Lord, cleanse us and purify us.
主啊，洁净我们。
Lord, we need you to speak to us.
我们需要你向我们说话。
Lord, our eyes need to be open.
我们眼睛必须要被开启。
Lord, we need to wake up.
我们需要警醒。
Lord, this morning, speak to your church.
早晨，愿你向你的教会说话。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit move among us.
愿你的圣灵在我们当中运行。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
相信刚才的诗歌是我们每一个人的祷告。
I believe the hymn we just sang is a prayer for everyone.
主他的圣灵亲自来向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to every one of us.
我们都知道我们的主他是一个说话的神。
We know our Lord is a God who speaks.
他借着他所说的话来发表他自己的心意。
He expresses his own will through the words he speaks.
我们都知道圣经上面所说的话都是神，他要让我们来认识他。
We know the word of God recorded in the Bible allow us to know him.
让我们认识他是创造我们的主，他是我们的源头，他是我们的主。
To know that He is the God who created us, our source and our Lord.
神他也一直借着他的这些话，一直做一个恢复的工作。
And through His words, He kept doing the work of recovery.
也就是我们每个弟兄姐妹，我们所向往的一个复兴。
That is what everyone's hoping for, a revival.
我看过一个记载有关于在十八世纪欧洲复兴的一些故事。
I read some stories of the revival in during the 18th century.
他们说在那时候所有神的儿女他们都有一个渴望来到教会里面要来遇见神，要来听神他的话语。
In Europe, and God's children flocked to the church eager to hear the Lord's words.
他们说在传福音的时候呢，是神和我们人到处在找罪人。
It says that when they're preaching the gospel, God and people were looking for sinners.
但是神他在做复兴工作的时候，却是罪人在寻找神。
But when God's revival came, many sinners were eager to seek God.
他们渴望在这边遇到神，听到神向他们说话。
They want to know to get closer to the Lord.
他们想要更多的来认识这位神。
They want to know the Lord more.
所以复兴并不是说我们想靠着我们自己的 方法，想说怎么样让教会人数来增加。
So revival is not what we are thinking in our perspectives to increase the number.
当每一个罪人心里面都有一个渴慕，我要遇见这位主。
When there's a longing in every sinner's heart, we want to meet the Lord.
他们迫切的需要认识这位神的时候。
When they earnestly they are in this urgency to seek the Lord.
神他自来与他的教会同在。
The Lord naturally is with His church.
神他自己也必将一些同样有渴慕他的人带到他同在的教会当中。
And for sure, God will bring those with a longing to Him.
我们要认识到，神他复兴的工作是要让我们所有神的儿女能够转向神他的自己。
We know the Lord, His work is to bring His children back to Him.
所以我们要知道，神复兴的工作，是要清楚知道神他在做什么。
So the revival work is to know clearly what God is doing.
不是我们只注重在我们自己所要做的事情上面。
And not emphasizing on what we want to do.
投影片啊，下一张。
Next page.
那我们不能说不知道神他正在做什么事情。
We cannot be without the knowledge of knowing what he's doing.
否则很可能我们做的事情跟神要做的事情刚好是相反的。
Otherwise, what we're doing may be exactly opposite of what he's doing.
我们要明白神他想他所说话他的用意是什么。
We must know his intent.
我们要能够听到神向教会所说的话。
We must hear what he's speaking to the church.
明白神为什么在这个时候要说这些话。
And know why he's saying this at this time.
这些话的意思是什么？
What's the meaning of it?
他要叫我们做什么呢？
What is he asking us to do?
这样子我们才能够响应神他的心意。
Then can we respond to his heart desire?
让我们不再靠着我们自己的意识。
That we no longer depend on our own desire.
而是我们能够跟随圣灵在教会当中的带领。
But we can follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让我们深渊与深渊，我们跟神的心意能够响应。
In the church, and the deep calls unto deep.
更进一步是，我们能够回应神对我们的呼召。
And furthermore, we can respond to the calling of God.
这就是主他要做复兴的工作。
This is the work of revival God will do.
让我们大家能够来跟神同负一轭。
That we can all bear the same yoke with the
Lord. 让我们与神来同工。
We can co-labor with the Lord.
我们就不再走我们自己的路，甚至我们自己偏行己路，我们还不知道。
We no longer walk our own ways without knowing that we're taking our own path.
我们只能全心全意来跟随主。
We will wholeheartedly follow the Lord.
这就是主耶稣他呼召他的门徒来跟随他。
This is why the Lord Jesus called his disciples to follow him.
让他的门徒能够明白他所说的话，他所做的事情。
So the disciples can know what he said and what he's doing.
明白他的用心。
To know his intention.
最后他们使徒才能够认识主，完成主所交付给他们的使命。
And then the apostles can complete the work.
在圣经上面我们看到使徒们刚开始来跟随耶稣的时候，
We saw that when the disciples began the work of the Lord.
并不是一开始他们就非常认识主耶稣。
It's not that they knew the Lord Jesus very well in the beginning.
在前一阵子两年读经当中，我特别看到一个地方。
In the two-year Bible reading recently, I noticed one place.
这是记载在马可福音第八章14-18的地方。
In Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 18.
当时主耶稣刚行完了很多的神迹。
After Jesus performed a lot of miracles,
但是他们上了床门徒忘了带了饼。
They went on the boat and they noticed they did not bring the bread.
主耶稣向他们说了一句话，说你们要谨慎，要预防法律。接着，前一页，你们要预防法律赛人的笑跟西律的笑。
Jesus said, "Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod."
但是门徒们不晓得耶稣说这句话是什么意思。
But the disciples did not know what he meant.
他们就彼此议论说，是不是因为我们没有带饼，所以我们的老师这个在骂我们啦、
？And they reasoned among themselves, maybe because we have no bread, our teacher is scolding us.
耶稣看出他们
But Jesus said,
不明白他话的意思。
And they don't understand what he's saying.
他说，你们难道因为没有饼，你们就在议论吗？
Why do you reason because you have no bread?
你们还不醒悟，你们还不明白吗？
Do you not yet perceive nor understand?
你们心还愚顽吗？
Is your heart still hardened?
你们有眼睛，你们看不见吗？
Having eyes, do you not see?
你们有耳朵，你们听不见吗？
Having ears, do you not hear?
你们不记得吗？
Do you not remember?
所以之后，主耶稣就提醒他，之前他做了神迹。
And the Lord Jesus reminded them of what he did before.
因为门徒们不明白主耶稣说这句话什么意思。
Because the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying.
所以今天要来跟弟兄姐妹来交通于我们，是不是还不醒悟，还不明白吗？
So the topic I'd like to share with you today is that do you still not perceive nor understand?
这句话听来好像是主在责备他的门徒。
It sounded like the Lord Jesus was rebuking the disciples.
但是如果我们仔细来体会主耶稣说这句话的时候，
But if we think about it carefully,
我们是不是看到背后一个非常迫切的心？
Do you see the desperate heart behind it?
主耶稣他是多么希望他的门徒能够知道他在说什么，能够进入他的心意。
The Lord Jesus wanted the disciples to know what he's doing and what's the mindset behind it.
他主耶稣觉得你们都看过我做了这么多的神迹奇事，我也给你们这么多的教导。
The Lord said that you have seen all the miracles I performed and the teachings I told you.
为什么你们就看到没有饼吗？
Why do you only see that you are without bread?
主常常说一些警戒的话，要点出我们属于他的人我们都有盲点，我们看不到。
The Lord's word of warnings is oftentimes pointing out that those who belong to Him have blind spots.
在读这几节经节的时候，主也提醒我，是的，我也常常犯这样的毛病，忽略神他的话。
When I read the verses, I realized that the Lord's reminding me. Oftentimes, I neglected His point behind those things.
真的。日光之下无新事，这些事情一再发生。
There is nothing new under the sun. These things continue to happen.
我们回想在旧约的时候，以色列人出埃及的时候。
Remember when the Israelites left Egypt.
神他从天上降下玛奈来，从磐石当中涌出活水来。
God sent down manna from heaven and water flowed from the rock.
神天天在供应他们的需要，天天在带领他们。
God supplying their need daily.
但是以色列人还是不断地在抱怨神。
But the Israelites continue to grumble against God.
他们没有看到神就在他们当中。
They didn't see that the Lord was with them.
他们还不能体会神对他们的爱。
They couldn't realize the love of God.
到了新约时代，门徒一样，还是不认识主在做的心事。
Even to the New Testament time, the disciples still didn't understand the new things the Lord is doing.
门徒们看了耶稣行了这么多的事，
They saw so many things Jesus did.
为什么还不能明白耶稣在做什么？
How come they couldn't understand what Jesus was doing?
甚至他看了耶稣行了神迹之后，还说这是到底是谁能够叫风浪也听他？
Even after Jesus did the miracles, they still questioned who is this that he could do those things.
门徒一直只在人的思想当中来看耶稣。这个人他怎么会做这些事？
The disciples were looking at the disciples from their the word of the Lord from their perspective.
他们有没有看到耶稣是道成肉身的主？他是那位始无变有、创造天地的唯一的始祖。
They did not see that Jesus was the incarnate God and who made something out of nothing.
这位真实神每天与他们同住、与他们同行，他们还不认识。
This true God lived with them and dwelt with them. They still didn't know Him.
同样的，今天在我们教会当中，主他也在做新事。
Likewise, today in our church, the Lord is still doing something new.
但是我们看见了吗
？Do we see them?
我们有体会到神他在做的事吗
？Have we realized what God is doing?
最近常常在一些读经分享当中，听到一些弟兄姐妹们说。
I often heard what brothers and sisters are sharing after we read the Bible.
他们说我以前好像读过这句话，但是呢，我这次却看到一个不一样的。
And recently they said, I have read this many times before, but this time I noticed something new.
我们要看到这是神他复兴的工作。
We need to realize that this is the revival work of the Lord.
神正在做一件新事。
God is doing something new.
让我们能够明白神他的话。
That we can know, understand his word.
让我们能够更认识他。
We can know him better.
我们千万不要自我陶醉。
Don't indulge in yourselves.
以为说，哦，我怎么今天忽然变聪明了？我竟然看得懂这句话。
Thinking you are smarter today, you realize you understand the word now.
还是我们骄傲自高自大？哦，我怎么变得这么属灵？我看到了，其他弟兄姐妹怎么没有看到？
Be proud and arrogant and saying, I can see this. How come others don't see it?
我们要知道，这是神他在做的事。
We need to realize that is the work of the Lord.
当我们知道神正在做事的时候，我们心要敬畏。
When we see what God is doing, we need to fear Him.
我们千万不要像希伯来书上面所说的。
Don't be like what it says in Hebrews 3.
他说圣灵有话，你们今日若是听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒试探他的时候一样。
Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness.
在那里你们祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为40年之久，所以我应反那个世代的人说，你们他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, They always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
弟兄姐妹，我们要醒悟过来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be quickened.
我们要明白。
We need to understand.
神他正在做的事。
The things that God is doing.
他向我们说的话。
And the words He's speaking to us.
我们来想想看，为什么主耶稣会对他的门徒说：“你们为什么还不醒悟？你们还不明白吗
？”Think about it. Why would Jesus say to the disciples, "Do you not yet perceive nor understand?"
你们心还愚顽吗？你们又眼睛看不见
？Is your heart still hardened? Having no eyes, do you not see?
你们又耳朵听不到，也不记得吗
？And having ears, do you not hear and do you not remember?
为什么我们人会？不醒悟不明白。
Why do we not realize and don't understand?
当初我在看这句话的时候，我觉得主耶稣为什么要用这么长的一句话？为什么不想说你们为什么还不懂呢
？And I wonder why Jesus didn't shorten the sentence, just say, "Don't you understand?"
后来我去看了，我才知道主他说的每一句话、每一个字都有它的意义。
And I realized that every single word of the Lord has a meaning to it.
主他这句话要叫门徒明白我们人的心思是如何运作。
The Lord Jesus said that so that the disciples know how the heart of a human being works.
他要告诉门徒，他们以为知道，事实上他们不知道。
He wants them to realize that they thought they knew, but they didn't.
我去看了，他原来的意思，醒悟，他是说将我们所经历到、我们所观察到的一些事情，经过我们的大脑去思考以后，我们的心里面得出一个。这个事情对我有什么意义
？And I looked at it carefully, and I realized that it means that after we read His word, we need to process through our brain and our heart to see what it means to me.
如果他的门徒只是看到主耶稣所做的这些事情，他们没有用大脑去思考，很快的他们就忘记了。
If the disciples only saw those things happening, they did not process it in their brains, then they will forget about it quickly.
如果我们不在心里面，我们去想的话，很快的这些事情就过去了。对这个事情没有一个新的认识，一个新的看法。
If we don't store it in our hearts, then we will not have a new understanding of what happened.
主耶稣告诉他们门徒，你们看到了，你们没有去思考。
That Jesus is trying to tell them, you have seen, but did you think about it?
你们听到了，你们没有去想这是什么意思。
What you have heard, have you thought about it?
为什么说不明白呢
？Why did he say you don't understand?
明白，他是说将我们思考过，所得到的一个事实，我们体会出来这个事情有什么意义，但是呢，把很多不同的综合在一起，得到一个结论，这些事情有什么意义？
That is, after you read it, you think about it, and you consolidate every single piece of the information and see the meaning of it.
这就好像我们在玩拼图的时候，很多拼图，当我们全部拼在一起的时候，我们看到一个完整的图画，我们知道，哦，这是什么东西。
It's like when we're playing puzzle, we put all the pieces together, then we can see the whole picture.
所以主耶稣对他门徒说，你们还不明白吗？
So that's why Jesus said to the disciples, don't you understand yet?
他告诉门徒，你们只是看到一个单独的事情而已，好像是都不相干的。
He is saying to the disciples, you as if you only see single events.
但是你们看到这些事情，你们放在一起说，你看到了什么？
They're unrelated, but when you put them together, what do you see?
最近我们在读约翰福音，讲到神所做的这些神迹，后面都是一个预兆。
So in the Gospel of John, we've been reading behind all the miracles, there's a sign.
当我们读过的时候，我们把这些放在一起，我们就发现到底神他在告诉我们什么事情。
If we put those miracles together, we'll realize what God is trying to tell us.
所以，耶稣一再对他的门徒说：“你们心还是愚顽吗？”
That's why Jesus told his disciples, "Are your hearts still hardened?"
就是你们对你们所经历、你们所看到的、你们所听到的，你们一点反应都没有。
That is toward what you heard and seen. Do you not respond to them?
好像这些事情都没有关系一样。
It's as if you have nothing to do with them.
这也正应验了以赛亚书他所说的。
And that fulfilled what it says in Isaiah.
他说，你去告诉百姓说，你们听是听见，却不明白；看是看见，却不晓得。
Go and tell these people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive.
要使这百姓心门只有耳朵发沉，眼睛发昏，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回想过来就变得一致。
Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed.
是的，我们每天都在看神他所做的事情。
We are looking at what God is doing every day.
我们每天也在读神的话，听神的话。
Every day we read His word, hearing His voice.
但是我们明白了吗？
But do we comprehend?
这就说到我们一个旧人的问题。
It's speaking of a problem of the old self.
我想我们旧人有很多心态上面的问题，我们没有看到。
I think there's a lot of problems with the mentality of the old self.
这边就简单的讲出四个。
I'll mention four today.
这是我自己在主光照我，让我看到我有这些问题。
From when the Lord enlightened me that these are the problems of mine.
接着弟兄姐妹的交通，大家也说到，我们有时候真的有这些问题，我们自己不知道。
And I also heard from the sharing of brothers and sisters, we have these problems.
一个是我们不在乎，认为这些事情跟我们没有一点关系，不重要。
First is being indifferent, thinking that it's nothing to do with me, it's not important.
这是我们在读经的时候常常会遇到的一个问题。
This is a problem we often encounter when we read the Bible.
当我们看不懂的时候，我们不了解的时候，我们就直接跳过去。
We skip the parts we don't understand.
因为觉得说，反正这些好像跟我也没有什么关系。
As if it has nothing to do with me.
不懂也没有关系嘛。
It's okay to not understand.
就如我前面所说到，读到主耶稣跟门徒说的这些话。
Just like what I said, what Jesus said to the disciples.
以前我读过多少次，我也觉得这些好像跟我没有关系。
I've read that many times in the past, and I thought it has nothing to do with me.
我没有这些问题嘛，那我干嘛去读呢？
I don't have those problems. Why should I read this?
但是当真正神光照的时候，发现这就是我的问题。
But when the Lord enlightened me, I realized that is my problem.
因为没有真正去想，所以这些话对我一点影响都没有。
Because I did not meditate upon it, so the words did not influence me.
再来的话，我们可能是不用心。
And the next one is maybe we did not pay attention.
我们就忽略，我们不去思考，也不愿意去想。
We're not willing to think about it.
如果我们没有好好读圣经的时候，的确，圣经很多话对我们来讲是不容易懂。
If we don't carefully read the Bible, truly it could be difficult to understand.
因为呢读不懂，所以呢我们也没有这个心想要再 去读。
And because we don't understand it, we don't have the heart to read it.
但是也有可能是说，哎，我们已经读过了。
But it's possible that we have already read it.
哦，我觉得这句话我懂了。
And we assume that we already got the point.
我们真的懂了吗？
Do we really get the point?
但是我们因为以为自己懂了，所以呢就跳过去了。
We skip it because we thought we got it.
我们是不是常常在做这样的事？
Have we been doing this often?
听到很多讲台的信息。
We've heard so many sermons.
怎么又是讲一样的东西呢？
How come you've been preaching the same thing?
这些都听过了嘛。
We've heard this before.
但是我们有没有想过，今天神借着 他的讯息，有没有一句话是要向我说的？
But through his message, is there one word today for me?
同样神的话，今天我有没有一个新的看见？
It's the same words of God. Do I see it?
神有没有对我新的提醒？
Is God reminding me?
甚至有时候我们也会不以为然，我们不认同，我没有办法接受。
And sometimes we even disagree with God.
因为神的话常常跟我们自己的知识，跟我们的经验是相反的。
Because a lot of times God's word is against our knowledge.
所以呢，我们心里面事实上呢就不知不觉的，我们拒绝接受。
An experience, so without knowing it, we reject His word.
我自己也发现，在圣经上面读到主不止一次说，到时候有人要在外面哀哭切齿，要被丢入火炉焚烧。
Many times I read that there's a time when some would weep and gnash their teeth outside and be thrown into the furnace of fire.
以前我读到这些话的时候，实际上我心里面是觉得说我不能接受这样子的话。
In the past, I reject this idea when I read it before.
后来呢，我也觉得说，或许反正耶稣说这只是一个比喻而已嘛。
Maybe it was just a parable.
主啊，他根本不会真的这么去做。
God would not do that exactly.
就是因为我这样一个错误的心态。
But because of this wrong mindset,
我不去接受主他在圣经上面所说的话。
I did not receive exactly what God said in the Bible.
所以我没有办法进入主耶稣用这个比喻要跟我提出的警告。
I cannot understand the warning God is giving me through this parable.
所以我没有明白主耶稣说这句话真正的意思是什么。
I did not understand the true meaning of Jesus' word.
另外，我们可能也是心里面已经有定见，我们持定不同的想法，我们以自己的想法为主。
And perhaps our mind has a different opinion, and we're holding a different idea with our own ideas.
相信弟兄姐妹，我们都有心要去认识神的话。
I believe we have a heart to know God's word.
但是有时候呢，我们确实只是凭着我们自己的想法去解释神这句话是什么意思。
But sometimes we interpret God's word with our own ideas.
而是不是按照圣经上面神的话来了解神他的意思。
And not according to what God says in the Bible.
当圣经是话上面的话跟自己的想法不一样的时候。
When our understanding is different from God's words.
我们多少时候是改变我们自己的想法。
How often do we change our minds?
来去对证神的话。
To align it with God's word.
接受神给我新的看见。
And receive the new insight from God.
还是呢，我们把神的话 twist 一下，扭曲一下，让我自己可以明白，觉得神不是这个意思。
Or we twist up God's words to fit our own mind.
但是我们没有想过，神的意念跟我们意念是不一样的。
But have we thought about this? God's mind is different than ours.
以赛亚书上面说到。
In Isaiah, it says,
他说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways.
天怎么高过地，照样我的道路也高过你们道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
多少时候我们看不懂神的话的时候，我们会想到，是的，主你是对的，我 真的不明白你的话。
How many times when there's a discrepancy, do we realize that God is right and we are wrong?
还是我们觉得 ，No， 圣经这句话应该不是这个意思，应该是我想的那个意思。
Or are you saying, no, this is not what the Bible means. It's something that I thought of.
我们不只是我们心态上面有很多我们自己看不见的问题。
Not only do we have a lot of problems on our mindset.
这些都是拦阻我们去认识神的话。
Those are the things that hinder us from knowing God's word.
即使我们真的有这个心，我们要去认识神的话。
Even if we have the heart desire to know His word.
可是我们这个老生命的一些习惯呢，常常也让我们没有办法去明白神的话。
But the habits of the old life often hinder us from knowing God's word.
这边就举了三个可能。
There are three possibilities listed here.
我们不明白了，但是我们也不去问清楚。
The first one, we don't understand and we don't ask.
或许我们曾经会听过弟兄姐妹讲说，哎，圣经上面这句话我不是很懂。
Maybe you've heard this, brother or sister said that I don't quite understand this in the Bible.
但是我们有多少次听到弟兄姐妹说，哦，我不懂这句话，所以呢，我去问我们的牧者，这到底是什么意思呢？
But how often do we hear that I don't understand this? Let me ask the pastor.
还是说，哎，我不懂这句话，我去找一些其他弟兄姐妹交通，哎，你们觉得这句话是什么？我不懂哎。
Or when they don't understand, they say, let me go ask this brother or that sister, because I don't get it.
我想我们救人的生命就是反正不懂就不懂。
And our old life tends to say that if I don't get it, I don't get it.
反正别人也不知道我不懂。
Well, people don't know that I don't get it.
我不知道为什么我们不懂的时候我们不去问别人。
And when we don't understand it, we don't ask people.
是不好意思呢还是有其他什么原因
？Was it just because it's embarrassing, or there's something else？
以前我们公司的老板告诉我们
，My boss at my company told us。
他说你们不懂，你们就问。
He said if you don't understand, just ask。
不要装懂。
Don't pretend you got it。
因为你不懂，你问一次你就懂了。
Because if you don't get it, you ask at once, you got it。
即使别人看你笨，你就笨这么一次而已。
If other people think you're foolish, you're only foolish once.
但是呢，你要是不懂，你又装懂的话。
But if you don't get it, but you pretend you did.
那你就永远不懂，你就永远笨下去。
And you never get it, you're foolish forever.
记得前一阵子，牧师有跟我们分享，在一次聚会之后，有年轻人去问他。
I remember our pastor shared after the meeting, a young person went to talk to her.
你刚才讲的那句话是什么意思？我想多了解一点。
What do you mean by saying that? I want to know more.
我们多少时候我们不明白的时候，我们根本不想去问。
So often that we don't get something, we never asked.
我们也没有反复去思考我们所听见的话。
And we didn't meditate upon it over.
是的，我们读经的时候，有时候有一些话会特别来抓住我们的心。
Yes, when we read the Bible, some words will grasp our hearts.
或是我们听到的时候，有一句话特别感动我。
Or when we hear the sermon, something took hold of our hearts.
但是我们有没有把神的这句话我们记下来
？But do we remember what God said?
我们有没有把这句话好好的反复的思想
？Do you dwell upon it and ponder on it?
像耶稣的母亲玛利亚一样，当她听到天使向她说话
，Just like Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she heard the angel said to her,
她说，当然她不明白，所以她在心里面。反复的思想。
Of course, she didn't understand it, but she stored it in her heart.
如果我们没有反复去思想神告诉我们的话
，If we don't dwell on the word of the Lord and ponder upon them，
主，你这句话到底是什么意思
？Lord, what do you really mean by saying that？
很快的，这句话我们就忘记了。
Very soon, we'll forget about the word.
因为我们人的大脑只会记住我们有经过思考的事情。
Because our brain was created in a way that it only remembers what we think about often.
因为我们大脑只会记住我们觉得重要的事情。
The brain only remembers what's important.
如果我们觉得这非常重要，我们就会去反复思考。
If it's important to us, we will continue to think about it.
在反复思考的时候，他们就会进入我们的心，在我们的记忆里面留下来。
As we repeatedly think about it, it will be stored in the memory.
否则只是听过去一个很短暂的记忆就消失了。
Otherwise, it will be a very short-term memory.
神在对我们 说话，我们若不去想的话，这些话就像云雾一样，马上消散。
When the Lord speaks to us, if we don't think about it, they will flee like the mist.
有时候我们也会想说，等有空再说吧。
And sometimes we thought, let's talk about that when we have time.
是的，有时候我们会觉得主这句话非常重要，我把它记下来了。
Yeah, sometimes I feel like this word of the Lord is very important. I wrote it down and I remember it.
我想要去了解。
I want to know more.
但是呢，这时候我们心里面就会想。
But then we think.
这些事情好像现在还不急，还没有那么急迫。
We thought these things are not urgent, not important.
同时我们心思里面有很多其他的事情，我们就哦，这个事情好像比较重要。
And other things have the priority over this.
所以呢，我们就把主的话先放在一边吧。
So we put aside the word of the Lord for now.
常常这么一放就忘记了。
Oftentimes when we do that, we forgot.
弟兄姐妹，我们回想看看，有多少时候我们把神的话放在一边，我们把它拿回来再看过了吗？
So think about it. How often have we put aside God's word, thinking we'll get back to it, and we never did?
大家还记得上次主跟我说的这句话是什么时候、什么话吗？
Do you still remember the last time the Lord spoke to you? What was it?
我们救人的心态有许多的问题。
There's a lot of problems with the mindset of our old life.
我们这个救人生命，我们有很多的习惯。
This old life has a lot of habits.
不是刚刚所提到这些而已。
I have those problems we just mentioned.
还有各种各式样的问题，这些都会拦阻我们来认识神的话。
And those are just a small part of it. Many things could hinder us from knowing God's word.
但是我们当怎么行呢？
So what do we do?
神绝对不是让我们就这样子过去。
God would not let us live like this.
神一定是要让我们能够明白他的话语。
For sure, God will help us to know His word better.
我们也当知道，这要从圣灵开始。
We know everything starts from the Holy Spirit.
我们说到门徒们一开始是真的不认识耶稣。
In the beginning, the disciples did not know Jesus.
因为他们认为耶稣他只是先知的一位。
They thought Jesus was just one of the prophets.
所以呢，他对主耶稣所说的话也都是站在人的角度来看。
So what Jesus said was just from the perspective of a prophet.
所以他们没有办法了解耶稣他所行的事情，他所说的话。
So they could not understand what Jesus was saying and doing.
所以，但是当圣灵开启他们眼睛，他们知道，他们跟随的是弥赛亚，是基督。
So when the Holy Spirit opened their eyes, they realized the one they followed was Messiah Christ.
他们将主耶稣放在神的位格上的时候，他们主耶稣所做的事情、所说的话，一切都非常明白。
So when they put him on the characteristic, the position of as the Son of God, they understand everything.
是的，圣灵来要将我们带入一切真理的实际。
Yes, the Holy Spirit has come to teach us the truth.
以弗所书也告诉我们。
Ephesians teaches us.
如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him,
你们就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
As the truth is in Jesus that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，因为这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And be created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这边也说到我们要有一个心智更换一些。
It says we be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
然后我们要脱去我们从前旧的行为。
We are to put off the old man.
所以我们要在圣灵的带领之下，我们能够来在我们新的生命当中来领受神的话语。
So we need to receive God's word in the newness.
我们要有一个新的心态来接受神的话。
Receive God's word in the newness of our mind.
首先我们真的要谦卑，承认我们自己还很多不懂的地方，甚至我们误解的地方。
First, we need to humble ourselves and confess we don't know much about God's word and many things we don't understand.
我们不能再按照我们自己的想法来看神的话。
We can no longer read God's word from our own perspective.
圣经它上面它说，神的话它是像聪明的人就藏起来，像婴孩像谦卑的人它就显出来。
And God says that His word is sealed from the intelligent, but to the child, to the babe, it was revealed.
当我们心里面有一个渴望，我真的想要了解神他所说的话是什么意思。
So when we have this heart desire, we want to know what He's saying.
神说他寻找的就寻见，叩门的他就开门。
Because He said, knock and it will be opened, seek and you will find.
但是我们有去寻找了吗？
But have we been going and seeking?
我们有去叩门了吗？
Have we knocked?
当我们更多的明白神的话语的时候，
When we know more of God's word,
我们就发现，哦，事实上我们还有很多我们不明白的。
We realize that there's a lot more we don't understand.
但是因为我不了解的话，我就有这个心更愿意能够进一步的去认识神的话。
But because we don't understand them, we want to know more further.
再来，我们要非常很郑重的、很谨慎小心来看主的话。
Secondly, we need to be careful. We need to take His word carefully.
我们不能再有那种不在乎或者是不用心的态度。
We can no longer have the attitude of indifference or carelessness.
因为圣经上面神的话一滴一点一滴都不能废去。
Because none of the stripes of the Bible can be gone, can be removed.
神的话每一句都有它的意义。
Every word of God has its meaning.
神绝对不会讲一些没有意义的话在圣经上面。
God doesn't say anything meaningless in the Bible.
我们看不懂的时候，
When we don't understand,
或者我们觉得这不重要的时候，
Or when we think it's not important,
甚至我们觉得我们没有办法接受的时候，
Or something we cannot accept,
我想求主来开启我们的心，
Ask the Lord to open our hearts,
让我们对每一句话都能够用心。
That we can pay better attention to His word.
若我们不去用心的话，这些话就过去。
If we don't pay better attention, those words will be gone.
很多时候，神在警戒我们的话，我们就没有听到。
And when the Lord's warning us, we cannot hear it.
最近在读的时候，我也发现有很多时候我没有好好的去把主的话放在心里面。
And recently I realized when I read the word of the Lord, I didn't really store His word in my heart.
我自己也不警醒。
I was not very watchful.
后来主让我看到，如果我继续用这个心态去读他的话，很可能会像那五个愚笨的童女一样。
If I kept doing this, I would be end up like the five foolish virgins.
我自己以为我有去买油，但是那可能是我在睡觉的时候，我梦见我去买油。
I might have thought that I'm buying oil, but it could have been happening just in my dream.
等到新郎来的时候，我一觉醒来才发现，我的油呢？
And when the bridegroom arrived, I woke up and realized, where's my oil?
我没有真的去买油。
I didn't really buy oil.
我只是做梦的时候，我梦见我去买油。
I only dreamed of it.
希望神让我们能够对神的话非常的小心。
May God help us to be more careful with His word.
我们常常以为我知道了。
We often thought that we got this.
其实我们不知道。
When we don't.
我们常常读神的话语的时候，就是说那都是别人。主在说别人。
We often heard the word of the Lord, and we thought God is rebuking those people.
我不像主他所说的那样子。
I am not like them.
前一阵子听到弟兄姐妹读经分享的时候，
When I heard brothers and sisters sharing,
说到后来发现主借着旧约这些先知书在责备以色列人，是在责备我。
They said that when they read the Old Testament in the book of the prophets, they thought God was rebuking through the prophets, but actually God was rebuking me.
以前我们的态度是站在神的角度上面，也在责备这些以色列人，你们怎么这样子，你们怎么那样子。
In the past, I was taking God's stand, rebuking those Israelites.
但是我们却不知道神是在说我。
Not realizing God is talking about me.
所以我们的心态要改变。
So we need to change our mindset.
我们要敬畏在神的面前。
We need to be reverent before God.
我们要害怕，若是我没有真正了解神的意思。
We need to be afraid if we don't really understand God's word.
如果我不是按照神的心意去做。
If I'm not doing things according to God's desire.
我只是按照我自己的了解。
I'm only depending on my understanding.
我只是按照我的意思去做。
I'm doing things according to my will.
神的话对我一点影响都没有。
God's word does not influence me at all.
我并没有因为神的话来改变。
I have not changed because of his word.
我们要小心，很可能不知不觉的时候，我们已经站在神的对面，我们自己不知道。
Be careful, you may unknowingly stand against God.
我们要用一个新的心态来接受神的话。
We need to receive God's word with a renewed mindset.
那我们也要一个新的作为，能够来吸收、消化神对我们所说的话。
And with renewed action to absorb and process His word.
首先，我们真的要花很多时间来反复思考、揣摩神的话。
First, we need to spend time and ponder upon His word.
我们知道，我们要认识一个人的话，我们要跟这个人有多接触，我们才会慢慢了解这个人。
We know that if we are to know someone better, we need to spend time with him.
我们要认识我们的主，我们需要知道神他所说的话。
To know the Lord, we need to know what he is saying.
因为圣经上面的话是神发表他的自己。
For the Bible is God's own expression.
在前一阵子我读过几本书。
A while ago, I read several books.
我发现这几个不同的作者，他们都讲出一个他们个人的经验。
And the authors all share one common point.
他说他们花很多的时间来读圣经。
They said they spend considerable time reading the Bible.
所以我才发现为什么他们写的书可以看到这么多神，我自己看不到。
And I realized that's why they were able to see what I couldn't see.
因为他们花时间。
Because they spend a lot of time.
他们认识神的话。
To know God's word.
这些不同的作者也说到。
And the authors also noted.
他说现在我们人们很花很多的时间我们去看球赛。
And a lot of people spend time watching football games.
我们可能有很多人我们不眠不休的去追剧。
And some people binge watching TV series.
然后呢我们也在花很多的时间在网上看各式各样的事情。
And we spend a lot of time reading news online.
我们仔细想一想，我们每天花多少时间在这些事情上面。
But think about how much time you really spend on reading God's word.
但是我们有没有花同样的心态，花同样的时间来认识我们的神？
In comparison with how much time you spend on doing something else.
让我们来亲近我们的神，让我们来读神的话语。
Let us draw near to God and read His word.
让我们来求问神。
Let us inquire of the Lord.
让我们反复的思考神的话语。
Let us ponder upon His word.
所以很自然的，因为我们花在世界上的时间比花在主的时间多很多。
Naturally, because we have been spending more time, much more time on the things of the world than on the word of God.
所以这个世界不知不觉当中成为我们真的主。
So the world has, without us realizing it, become our Lord.
我们的主，说实在。不是我们的主。
Our Lord is not really our Lord.
因为我们并没有花时间与他亲近。
Because we did not spend time to draw near to him.
再来，我觉得我们要真的虚心的来求问。
And secondly, we need to humble ourselves to ask.
是的，圣经很多我们都不了解。
Yes, we don't understand a lot of things in the Bible.
但是呢，我们真的要虚心的来请教我们的牧者。
We should humble ourselves and ask our pastors.
或者我们也可以跟一些对圣经比较了解的弟兄姐妹，我们一起来交通，来揣摩神的话。
And we can fellowship with brothers and sisters who know better and to understand the word of the Lord better.
但更重要的，我们要自己来求问主。
But more importantly, we need to come to the Lord ourselves to inquire of Him.
因为唯有主，他有真正的答案。
For the Lord, He Himself alone has the true answer.
我曾经对一些圣经的话不是很明白。
I once struggled to understand some Bible passages.
我就放在祷告里面反复的来思考。
And I pondered them repeatedly in prayer and asked the Lord.
我一直在问主，你这句话是什么意思？你为什么会这么说？
And I kept asking the Lord, what do you mean by this? Why do you say it this way?
主，我真的很想明白你这句话真正的意思是什么。
I really want to understand the true meaning of your word.
经过了一段时间的祷告。
After a period of time of prayer.
后来呢，主就借着在一次弟兄姐妹读经的分享当中。
Through the sharing of reading the Bible from brothers and sisters.
从大家的交通当中，让我得到主这个问题的一点点的答案。
From our fellowship, I gained a little bit of the answer.
所以呢，我们要在教会的弟兄姐妹的交通当中来更认识我们主的话。
So we need to have fellowship among brothers and sisters in the church to know God's word better.
神要我们每一个人能够花时间来认识他，与他亲近。
God wants everyone to spend time with him and to draw near to him.
但神绝对不是要我们自己一个人单独。
God never wants us to be alone.
让我们只想靠着我们自己能够来认识他。
And to trust ourselves to know him alone.
主将我们弟兄姐妹放在教会里面一起来学习。
God put brothers and sisters in the church to learn together.
如果弟兄姐妹有参加最近的一些读经分享聚会。
If you have participated in the Bible reading meetings.
我们可以听到很多弟兄姐妹他们不同的分享。
You will hear a lot of different sharings from brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姐妹他们说，的确我就是在这样一个读经分享的聚会当中，让我能够明白。
Some actually share that I gain more understanding through our sharings.
我听到一些以前我没有注意到的。
I've heard something I never noticed before.
我听到一些我自己在那边读不懂的。
I heard something that answered my questions.
是的，当主在我们聚会当中的时候。
When the Lord is with us in our meeting.
神他会亲自将他的话语能够来解开。
God will reveal himself through his word.
我们要非常珍惜我们在一起读经分享的时候。
We need to cherish the time we have when we spend in the meeting together.
不仅是在我们自己的小家。
Not only in the small families.
在我们全教会的读经分享聚会当中。
In the church-wide Bible reading sharing.
在下周五晚上的话，我们教会就有一个全教会的读经分享，大家都一起来听。
Next Friday, we will have a church-wide Bible sharing meeting.
如果你从来没有听见过的，你会发现在这边你会得到不一样的。
If you never come before, please come. You will gain something new.
因为当所有有心来追求主的人在一起的时候。
Because when people with a heart to pursue the Lord gather together.
主他亲自在我们当中。
God he himself is with us.
主亲自来向我们每个人说话。
He himself will speak to every one of us.
让我们能够更多的明白他的话。
So that we can know his word better.
当我们明白神的话，我们可以慢慢进入神他的心意。
When we know His word better, we can enter more into His heart.
当我们看到神的心意的时候，我们心里面会有一个响应。
When we enter more into His heart, we will resonate with Him.
让我们对主的呼召能够有一个回应。
We can respond to God's calling.
这也使我们能够跟随圣灵在教会当中他所做的工作。
So that we're able to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit in the church.
是的，在每一个聚会当中，我们要听到神所说向我说的一句话。
We need to hear something God speaks to us in the meeting.
在我们自己亲近主读经的时候，我们也求神就赐给我一句话。
And when we are drawn near to the Lord in person, ask the Lord to give us a word.
让我们一起来唱圣徒诗歌690首。
690。
主，你有否一句为我？
Lord, hast thou not one word for me?
求主给我们这么一个渴慕的心。
May the Lord grant us a longing heart.
让我们能够郑重我们所听的话。
We can take His word diligently.
让主的话不是这样子过去。
So that His word doesn't just pass by.
让我能够听到神的一句话，放在我里面，我能够花时间好好的去思想揣摩。
I can hear it, store in my heart, and meditate upon it.
也借着弟兄姐妹的交通。
And through brothers and sisters sharing.
借着我们来向主问。
And,
我们来问主。
And inquire of the Lord.
主必要向我们说话。
For sure, he will speak to us.
让我们能够更明白他的话。
So that we can understand His word better.
更重要的是，让我们的心能够转向神的心。
More importantly, our hearts will turn toward Him.
让神的心成为我的心。
That God's heart will be our heart.
请我们团队来带我们唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing with the worship team.
To buy my soul more close to Thee.That every evil I may flee. One word, O Lord, one word with Thee. One word to show how weak am I. When in my strength alone I try.One word, O Lord, one word from Thee. One word to show how near Thou art. For Thou dost dwell within my heart. And of Thy life I share a part. One word, O Lord, one word from me. One word, O power, let me hear. Above the heart's most anxious fear, Thy still small voice yet deep and clear. One word, O Lord, one word from Thee. One word of final triumph, Lord. Sweet hope, Thy promises are fulfilled. To dwell with Thee in sweet accord. One word, O Lord, one word from Thee.
Oh yes, dear Lord, you have a word for us this morning.
主啊，早晨你是否有一句话给我？
Please let us hear it.
让我们听见。
Let us understand it.
让我们明白。
And let us do it.
让我们照着去行。
Be with us as we go out, Lord, that we can live for you and make an impact.
求你与我们同在，使我们与你同行。
Bless us as we move forward in Jesus' name.
保守我们，奉主的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'll be seated.
请坐。